Chapter 38 On the Military Question.
War in Old Testament times. The Lord commanded Moses to vex the Midianites and smite them, because they had vexed Israel with their wiles, wherewith they had beguiled them to transgress the commandments of God. The Lord commanded Moses to avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites, and that he should be gathered to his people. Moses commanded the men of war to prepare for battle against the Midianites, and they warred against them as the Lord commanded, and slew all the males, but they took the women and children captives. Balaam was slain with the Midianites, and Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the princes of the congregation went forth to meet them without the camp. And Moses was wroth with the officers of the host, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, which came from the battle. And Moses said unto them, Have ye saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Numbers 31:13-16. Moses commanded the men of war to destroy the women and male children. Balaam had sold the children of Israel for a reward, and he perished with the people whose favor he had obtained at the sacrifice of 24,000 of the Israelites. The Lord is regarded as cruel by many in requiring his people to make war with other nations. They say that it is contrary to his benevolent character. But he who made the world and formed man to dwell upon the earth has unlimited control over all the works of his hands, and it is his right to do as he pleases and what he pleases with the work of his hands. Man has no right to say to his Maker, Why doest thou thus? There is no injustice in his character. He is the ruler of the world, and a large portion of his subjects have rebelled against his authority and have trampled upon his law. He has bestowed upon them liberal blessings and surrounded them with everything needful, yet they have bowed to images of wood and stone, silver and gold, which their own hands have made. They teach their children that these are the gods that give them life and health, and make their lands fruitful, and give them riches and honor. They scorn the God of Israel. They despise his people because their works are righteous. The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. Psalms 14:1. God has borne with them until they filled up the measure of their iniquity, and then he has brought upon them swift destruction. He has used his people as instruments of his wrath to punish wicked nations who have vexed them and seduced them into idolatry. A family picture was presented before me. A part of the children seemed anxious to learn and obey the requirements of the father, while the others trample upon his authority and seem to exult in showing contempt of his family government. They share the benefits of their father's house, and are constantly receiving of his bounty. They are wholly dependent upon him for all they receive, yet are not grateful, but conduct themselves proudly, as though all the favors they received of their indulgent parent were supplied by themselves. The father notices all the disrespectful acts of his disobedient, ungrateful children, yet he bears with them. At length, these rebellious children go still farther, and seek to influence and lead to rebellion those members of their father's family who have hitherto been faithful. Then all the dignity and authority of the father is called into action, and he expels from his house the rebellious children, who have not only abused his love and blessings themselves, but tried to subvert the remaining few who had submitted to the wise and judicious laws of their father's household. For the sake of a few who are loyal, whose happiness was exposed to the seditious influence of the rebellious members of his household, he separates from his family his undutiful children, while at the same time he labors to bring closer to himself the remaining faithful and loyal ones. All would honor the wise and just course of such a parent in punishing most severely his undutiful, rebellious children. God has dealt thus with his children, but man in his blindness will overlook the abominations of the ungodly and pass by unnoticed the continual ingratitude and rebellion and heaven-daring sins of those who trample upon God's law and defy his authority. They do not stop here, but exult in subverting his people and influencing them by their wiles to transgress and show open contempt for the wise requirements of Jehovah. Some can see only the destruction of God's enemies, which looks to them unmerciful and severe. They do not look upon the other side. But let everlasting thanks be given that impulsive, changeable man, with all his boasted benevolence, is not the disposer and controller of events. The tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. Proverbs 12:10. Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4, pages 49 through 52. Light given concerning the draft. You inquire in regard to the course which should be pursued to secure the rights of our people to worship according to the dictates of our own conscience. This has been a burden of my soul for some time, whether it would be a denial of our faith and an evidence that our trust was not fully in God. But I call to mind many things God has shown me in the past in regard to things of a similar character, as the draft and other things. I can speak in the fear of God. It is right we should use every power we can to avert the pressure that is being brought to bear upon our people. Letter 55, 1886. Required Drill. We have just said farewell to three of our responsible men in the office who were summoned by the government to serve for 3 weeks of drill. It was a very important stage of our work in the publishing house, but the government calls do not accommodate themselves to our convenience. They demand that young men whom they have accepted as soldiers shall not neglect the exercise and drill essential for soldier service. We were glad to see that these men with their regimentals had tokens of honor for faithfulness in their work. They were trustworthy young men. These did not go from choice, but because the laws of this nation required this. We gave them a word of encouragement to be found, true soldiers of the cross of Christ. Our prayers will follow these young men, that the angels of God may go with them and guard them from every temptation. Manuscript 33, 1886. Written from Basel, Switzerland, September 2, 1886.